the stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Well, are we on or are we not?
You are. I am not.
It smells like poop in here.
It smells like poop in here.
What? It smells...
Pittsburgh Tour USA.
Dude, if I find a piece of poop in here... Who is it? Twana Newton Harris?
I have six cats.
I think Walcraw or Twana Newton Harris is the culprit.
Hey.
It's not Eric.
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
Nikki, if you want to talk, just get on a mic.
This one.
We're on Radio BAM. Hey, Novak, you there?
Yeah,
Chuck. So here with Brandon Novak, Bram Margera, Nikki Boyle.
It's not working.
Nikki Boyle. Nikki Boyle. That's what I have there in my phone as.
Hot off the press from the Pittsburgh show. You guys did pretty fucking hot.
Can't you go over there?
It's 6 a.m.
Sure.
Can't
you go it is.
Go
6 a.m. And we've been going quite a few days now.
You have a problem with me. You have a fucking problem with me.
Who?
What? You know what? I know when you have a problem. What is your fucking problem?
Who are you talking about?
Nikki, my girlfriend. What is your problem? I know when you have a problem, you have a problem.
Hopefully that
would
works.
You read a text message or something? Which one?
Hold on a minute.
Is that what happened? Is that what I could see? I could see. I'm not stupid. Is that what
no.
you did?
No.
Well, I could see that you're not acting right. And I like it.
You kept me up all night. Like yelling and stuff, yeah.
Yelling about what? Cradle
yelling
Phil?
At your dad. No.
What did I say to
in
Phil?
In the bus.
What did I say to Phil?
Throwing like beer bottles and stuff at him. That wasn't very nice.
My RV.
We have David Lee Homo has flown to North Carolina and is waiting for us right now.
Dude, there's still time. Chad, all right, I need everyone's logic right now.
You talking to that man?
Put your fucking head's fucking
like
set
that.
On.
How about this? I'll just talk
that's
like this?
Good, yeah.
Good?
Why don't you
right,
just
perfect.
Put it on?
It's fucked up. It's broken.
It's all fucked up. It's
all
okay.
Right, taped together. So to make it work,
Jesus
now we have it.
Fine.
It's okay.
So shit, dude. It's been a fucking cool tour. Fuckface Unstoppable Tour, USA.
It was fun.
First time.
I don't want to do these appearances anymore without doing Fuckface Unstoppable.
Then don't.
I want to rock and roll.
What don't you like about just doing straight appearances?
Because it's like I show up to a club like, yo, dudes, what's up, man? Yeah.
They stick
you want me to sign this? Yeah, I'll sign it. Yeah, you want to take a photo? Fuck yeah, dude, yeah.
Well, you feel like you
I'll take a photo. Woo-hoo.
But you feel fine taking photos
I'd rather just rock and roll.
After you rock out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. They should bring something to the table then.
Yeah, I'd rather bring some. That's exactly what I. Yeah, man.
And it brings.
I want to bring something to the table.
There's some excitement because there's a build-up before the show, and everybody gets ready, and they get all tense and whatever, you know.
Exactly.
But, Bam, you never, like, sung in a band this... We're doing, like, 8 songs a night. You used to come up with CKY and sing some songs. You've done it with a few other bands. But now you got your own band. CKY is backing you up, dude. You're the fucking front dude, and you're kicking ass. Bam actually has a really good fucking voice for, like, the songs we're doing as far as rock songs. It sounds great.
I have a growly voice. I don't know.
It's tough, dude.
Yeah,
it's fucking...
Your growly voice
I'm growing a beard because of it.
It looks cool, yeah. Man. Yeah. Fucking Neil Fallon loved like, your voice. Jesse said Neil...
That was a... See, that was a crappy one.
That's a massive compliment.
That was the first time I've ever done it.
Cleveland
and
was
Neil
on
Fallon from Clutch, the singer of Clutch, said... what did he say? He told Jesse, he's like, man...
Yeah, I didn't know what I was
going to Bam's giving me a run for my money. Well, that was my first go-around, pal.
Damn right, man. Wait till he sees you now.
confidence is key. Each show does get better and better, I must say.
But, like, we're doing awesome fucking songs that Bam picked, like some Turbo songs and Bloodhound and Clutch songs, and they're fucking
fun, man. It's the most original, unoriginal thing in the world, what we're doing.
Well, Bam's voice.
We're playing. No, listen. We're playing. We're playing cover songs of bands that we like, which is what everybody wants to hear. They don't want to hear fucking Third Eye Blind.
I was just gonna say
the cover bands. They play that shit. They play that bullcrap. Nobody wants to hear it.
Right, we're playing rock.
We show up and we play Turbo New Road, Clutch, CKY, fucking.
And people have never even heard or thought of you singing or fronting a band. I think it's going to be, like, when people start seeing you, like, you've convinced and shut so many people up already, dude. Really?
Did someone come to the show
and
say,
yeah, man, the CKY Alliance listens and they're ready to pounce on anything, dude. Nobody had anything negative to say. They all fucking thought you killed it.
Did somebody come to the show and say,
you do kill it, so there is nothing to say.
Did somebody come to the show and say,
fake.
I came
it
to
sounds
see
great.
How bad it
was? And you have
be.
A kick-ass backup band.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the band sounds awesome. Me, Jesse, and Maddie touring again. It's fucking great. Really good.
I feel like you know what? I got too drunk. I yelled at everybody tonight.
It was okay. It was good. Good times, though.
I think it's because I didn't want to go to North Carolina.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's one of the reasons.
And I told my dad that he was a fat fucking piece of shit. And what else?
So
yeah, but you guys made up, though, and it was really
Wick,
nice.
What else did I say?
You said a lot of hurtful things.
Well, like, whatever. It's apologies.
But you did make up with your dad, and you did give him two hugs. So
Yeah. I threw a fucking bottle at Phil, and then I hit him, and it landed right there.
You said you almost broke his neck. You did, like, a death twist or something. A death twist.
Like a Chinese torture.
Well, then I gave him a hug afterwards. I was like, do you want to make up, or do you want to make up? I don't know. And then he did.
I think you guys were cool, dude.
Yeah. It's just one of those nights.
He's going to stay your dad, I think.
Yeah. He's going to definitely stay your dad.
He's not going to divorce you.
Nah.
It was one of those nights where he had to be on standby with his fuck ass, though, because you could see the anger building, and I'm like...
You know what it is?
Man.
Phil is the type of person... This is what it is. It makes me very mad. Phil, if his brother, Kevin or Vito or whatever, they're in high school... And you know, maybe somebody did something and now there's a fight breaking out. Well, Phil's on fucking his brother's side no matter what. I'll fuck you up no matter what, motherfucker. Like, you fuck with my brother. Well, maybe your brother did something wrong, you know? Maybe your brother did something wrong.
We'll always discuss that later.
Yeah, well, he doesn't... It's like whatever the Margeras do is what he sticks by.
Yeah.
So, like, if Kevin killed somebody, then Phil would be like, I'll stick by it. It's like, no, that's wrong.
It's devil's advocate with that one.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the way that Phil is.
And what's the worst you've ever been disciplined?
Nothing.
Like, have you ever been punished? Like...
It's a joke.
Like, you always said, fuck this punishment, no matter how old you were.
Big time.
And you got, they were like, all right, he doesn't want to be punished.
All right, let me think. I was grounded. Grounded.
Right.
So that means I have to be in my room and draw or whatever, do what I do.
You appreciated the grounding.
Yeah, so I was grounded.
I liked it too. I just played guitar.
I snuck out the fucking...
I can't see my door.
I started skating my half pipe.
Which is right in your backyard.
Did your mom ever take your skateboard away? Because my mom took my guitar away.
Never.
That was the worst.
Why would you take a guitar or a skateboard away from a kid who's good at it?
Right, well, I had to go and...
You want... All right. Here, I'm taking your guitar away so you can't be good at it anymore.
Well, she knew that I had to be punished, and I would be appreciated being locked up with my guitar.
Matthew Puppy, he's on the bait. Going like this. I'm mad at you. I'm taking your bass away. So what? He can't learn? You know, like, let me take away what you're good at.
You can't do that.
It's bullshit.
He did it once. I walked down
the... the one thing that you enjoyed doing the most. So that's punishment right there.
I walked down the street to Ammo Joe's, and I borrowed his guitar and hid it under my bed. Ammo Joe.
Shout out to Ammo Joe.
He was in Metal Wolf, which was a
Metal Wolf.
Ammo Joe, dude.
What's Ammo Joe up to these days?
I think he's probably working at the Centioli's teaching guitar.
Ammo Joe.
I got Ammo Joe. Fucking Lemmy is fucking Gibson.
How did he get that nickname?
He's Ammo Joe. He used to be in a band called Ammo, and he had picks that everybody had in the neighborhood. Ammo Joe.
I'm sorry.
He is a neighborhood legend.
He still is.
I hit Nicky in the face with a fucking bottle.
Yeah, he just nailed me with a fucking can.
He destroyed the RV, too.
I meant, yeah, no.
Well, it was remodeling.
Fucking cream shit cheeks.
You know what
cream shit cheeks.
Fucking Minger, man. On the way back from the tour, I'm passed out. I was also on the couch.
Cream
shit cheeks farts in my mouth to where I inhale it. So his fumes wake
that,
me
Bam?
Up. Fucking yeah, the Minger.
It was like a mist.
Cream
fart
shit
mist.
Cheeks.
The
so,
first one.
So that wakes
the
me up.
The reason was is because Chad was laughing so hard, and he was laughing so hard that I knew that it was a genuine laugh, so now I wanted to do it even more.
So I'm sitting
so
up
I was
now,
trying
texting.
To hopefully save up a better one.
And I see him out of the corner of my eye getting
That worked out to be a diarrhea fart right
wow.
in his face.
I see you getting up out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, he can't be doing it to me. I just yeah. saw him do it. I think he's getting production. All of a sudden, right. he comes over next to me, and he actually drops something. And he bends over so much that his asshole is, like, vertical oh. up in the sky. And
dude,
Chad and
I can't believe how high I got the poop.
It came out in slow motion.
Just farted.
We're on the RV on the way back.
You shit on me, B. You shit on me, B.
We're on the RV on the way back from a bunch of appearances. Man. Lots of fucking, I mean, you know, lots of food and dirty shit inside of you. Bam tries to fart on Novak while he's sleeping, sticks his ass crack right on his nose so it's like kind of wedged in perfectly, and then fired this airy, hot fucking...
It was fucking...
yeah, it was like a grenade, and then there was a big and splatter.
I did a bong hit.
The force of the
fart.
Air that forced up yeah. into Novak's
yeah.
nose.
And the
like,
sound that it made.
It was like CPR.
I'll tell you exactly... how it sounded, because I remember.
Yeah.
I go, you need to clean this up. And I just bend over, put my ass out, and I go,
and yeah, it looked like fucking much. Planets coming at me in slow
bomb.
Motion.
Oh, the second one, when he went to do another fart, but he was rushed for time.
And started
and
laughing.
And tried to push too hard. He was shocked. Bam was. He was rushed for time. He was like, shit, here's the moment. Now I better fart. He squeezed too
Action.
Hard. He was shocked. You can see everybody was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
My eyes.
He is firing asteroids of shit.
Yeah, asteroids. It's like slow motion. Yeah. I was like trying to matrix them.
Have you ever been pooped on?
Never, dude.
Have you ever shit on somebody?
Is that the first time? No, me. That was my first.
You're not even shit on him. You fired it at him.
Yeah,
like
it was like
cannon.
A fucking machete. It was like a machine gun. To a fucking
it was
turd.
Spray. It was like spray paint.
Yeah, it was like
spraying mud.
Yeah.
It got all over the fucking curtains behind.
All over the curtains behind me.
A few curtains.
Oh, you're shitting on me. Oh, no,
Bam,
you're shitting on me.
Don't you have audio of this?
Yeah, I do.
You crossed
you
the line.
It? It's on this.
How hard is it to find?
I'd have to splice it in.
Fucking cross
can
the line.
Can you find
there.
It?
Like,
I have
what?
To splice it in.
Try your hardest.
I will, I am, but I'm going to splice it in.
Well, let's hear it.
What line is there ever to be crossed with him?
Try to find it. Cut it out.
If I have to say the word splice one more time, I'm going to splice it in. We just talked about it. Now here we are. This is it.
Yeah, literally.
Now
hey, I'm
this is right after Bam shit on Nova.
Yeah, I'm talking to my girlfriend. She keeps calling me.
Shit on the gay for pay sticker, man.
You've never been pooped on.
Yeah,
I've never pooped on anybody. Except for you, just
fucking
now.
He tried to play a shoot and fart on me, and he pulled his pants down and he literally sprayed me with fucking diarrhea. Who else on this bus do you think would do that? There's only one fucking culprit.
Bank.
And it's all over my, I mean, it's all over my shirt, on my fucking vest, on my phone, which you kept calling. That's why I wasn't answering, because I had to wipe the shit off. I mean, it was
not anymore.
You know,
you're still wearing the jacket.
I had a lot of fucking dirty shit done to me, and that was one of the most disgusting things ever. Because, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, you know, I can deal with pretty much whatever. But it is fucking...
It was over the line.
It was diarrhea. It was wet.
You didn't,
it wasn't like just a dry.
I think he's the only
fart.
One that I could do that to that wouldn't
Bam,
kill me.
Who do you think
if I did it to you, you would kill me.
I'd freak out.
Bam! I would murder someone.
Fucking say his name makes it worse.
It's on my jacket, anyways.
Nah, yeah, the leather one, yep. But still, what, babe? I'm about an hour and 45 minutes, but we're at Wawa now.
She's had this whole fucking story.
With fucking a...
She's got amnesia.
Yeah. So, can I get my shit together and I'll call you in a little bit.
You got his shit together first.
Simple. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll tell you. No, Jesse's gonna drive. Give me a ride home. Cause Jesse has to go to fucking home. So
Jesse's gonna go to fucking home.
I'll be getting dropped off soon as I get there. Yeah, alright, well, I was peacefully sleeping at first. And this is the first way I got woken up. My nose is all clogged up because I've been doing all this coke and shit. So I'm breathing out of my mouth. And he fucking farts 1 inch away from my mouth. And I just gargle with his farts. So that's what originally woke me up. And then I saw him out of the corner of my eye doing something, pulling his pants down. And I thought he was going to get production. Yep. He really got production, all right? What shirt is this? What's that say?
Death Rattle.
Oh. All right, yeah, babe. So, yeah, Jesse's going to give me a ride. All right, I love you.
I love you sincere.
All right, I'll call you close. These are girls, girl. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I've dealt with some fucking nasty shit done to me. That was fucking my number one. I've let you fucking piss in my mouth before I've ever on drunk nights.
That one took the cake, man.
And that takes the fucking cake, boys and girls. Thank God, though, that was all, like, we're right away from home. If I had to deal with this all fucking
cloak and dagger game,
fucking major.
Because it's not like I bring an array of clothing. I bring one pair of shit on my back.
Out of it. Literally.
Literally, one pair of shit on my back. You should like that, Chad. Pair of shit. That was like, what is it? It was plurals.
What the fuck, dude?
You're pretty calm about shit.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
We gotta do it again because it wasn't on film.
Did you at least wipe after that?
I don't want to talk about it.
I hope so, but with his minging ass,
because I didn't know what to do. So then I pulled my pants back up, and then when we pulled over at the Wawa, then somebody gave me a napkin, and then I did.
Oh, okay. So you did eventually.
So and I was wearing your sweatpants. There's probably shit crystals on it.
Nice.
You don't like me anymore.
I still love you.
That's what happened.
Give me a beat.
The intern getting coffee could have went.
More shit from the RV. I don't know. Production and I argued the whole fucking trip.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We went to take band pictures for Fuckface Unstoppable, which is basically Bam, Jez, me, and Maddie. And he does one track on one song. He does a featuring. Well, that doesn't mean.
Production's a guest on the tune, and he really wants to be in the band. And he snuck into the band pictures.
Snuck in.
We were at a fucking castle.
Snuck in the back door.
And he wouldn't leave. And I had to freak out. And the whole photo shoot, you just see me yelling at him, and him like, "What the fuck, man? I wore a CKY shirt for this." It's just like.
He's the picture sneaker.
He's a rapper. The last thing we need is a rapper in CKY.
You're in a rap band now, Chad. You're in a rap band, Sig?
This is not the right world for that.
Actually arguing before we even left the driveway.
But today or
yesterday? That's why you brought us. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Chad and...
You're talking to one on the ground.
Chad and P-Ducks are arguing before they even left the driveway.
Yeah, I know.
We always do.
I think you guys are the weirdest friends.
Yeah.
Well,
you're a rocker and he's a rapper, and he hates rock and you hate rap, and you two are friends, but you argue about everything.
We practiced and went on this tour. We practiced for 2 days, went on the tour. And now we're ready to go, dude. We don't need any more practice.
Each show, I see that everyone kind of is figuring out what role they play and gets stronger with the new time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it really is.
We're five shows in, but, you know, every show gets better.
That's pretty much what the fuck I just said.
Yeah, man.
Killing it. So it's been.
What's this now, Chad?
It's a practice from before we went.
Well, when's it going to happen?
Do you want to hear a practice? Maddie taped the show from the other thing, and Nikki filmed some shit.
Well, let Novak say Radio Bang Series.
Radio Bangarang Series 41. Fuck you.
What are we listening to this track?
Why not?
Let's practice.
Let's hear it. Whatever.
Yeah, that's alright.
Alright, that's the second time we ever did it.
Let's hear it.
Right, pretty cool.
I would say it makes it even cooler.
Radio Bam.
Action.
Yeah, dude.
That was before we even fucking went.
Yeah, man.
Even more. No.
Was that before the idea even came about to do the tour?
No.
Or you guys?
It was like Trevor.
It was like a day.
Why don't you just call Trevor?
And then the tour, man. I was TMing, dude.
That was one.
You know, I'm fucking sick and tired of this bullshit here.
David Lee Hama.
Fort Worth, Albuquerque, shit like that. You know, let's just, okay, 3 tickets.
That's what it is. If Novak's not going.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Fuck him, anyway.
Texas sucks.
Fuckface stoppable, then.
Texas doesn't suck, the police suck.
Yeah. And you've been arrested there in Dallas before.
Yeah, for shitting.
Yeah, if we did that, would we come up with some dollars or no?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the guarantees are, but we don't need to talk about that now.
What do you think?
Well, we need to get some more merch.
Now that people know, this came spur of the moment, man.
Sperm of the moment.
It's not even promoted.
Sperm of the moment was what you're going to get, pal.
Came sperm of the moment.
Came sperm of the
moment. Came sperm of the moment, baby. Look at this. Oops. Double entendre.
Oops.
Came sperm of the moment. Sorry, babe. It's come yet.
You're sitting on me, babe. Stop.
I couldn't fucking close my eyes, man.
You're sitting on me.
It was like flying through the air. Me and Novak actually had time to look at each other.
We were like, we had eye contact.
Can you believe this? What, you shooting out cum?
No, you shooting out shit.
It's so funny I had to stop laughing.
Oh, the poop.
Spraying the
mud. I was like matrixing fucking shit.
Dude, you know what? I fell asleep the other night. When I was sleeping, I woke up to myself laughing about it. I woke up like...
I often have done that walking around my house.
I pooped on you.
You don't tell me, bro.
Not even on film.
Who pooped? Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, if it was on, like, major film, then yeah. But, like, I totally just pooped
just to kill time.
Yeah. And, most of the shit you've been doing lately is not on film for no reason.
Like, I want to get that fucking...
I don't have the energy to film.
I get it.
Somebody
should.
The cigarettes and the beer.
Anybody out there listening, if you're not annoying, come hang out.
Dave Causer.
Film. Is he annoying?
No.
Like, when I fell in that fucking...
Swamp
in the 3 a.m. going to get cigarettes and beer from the gas
station.
There's
a moat blocking people from crossing because there's a highway. There's a massive steep hill. It's cold as frigid swamp.
It snowed 3 days prior.
Novak falls down
Why did you try to go through a moat?
The hotel we were staying at, I could see the neon lights of gas station, but you couldn't see a street.
Why didn't you follow the road?
There was no road. You had to go like out and around.
There's a road because we got in there by the road.
Yeah, you have to go out and around. But I wanted a straight shot. I wanted a straight shot, so I figured I'd go over the fucking hill and through the mountains.
And over the woods?
And over the woods, dude.
Your mom's house ago?
Visit fucking Pat's, what is it, mute? What the hell's it called?
To your mom's house, she blows.
No, the water. The
good going, Novak.
Yeah, that was a great story, CJ.
Call that
I
one
I fucked
home.
That up. If I would have took the regular way, it would have took me at least 25 minutes. This way would have took me 15, but I'm pretty shit-faced. So I cut down, and there's rocks and sticks and everything. It's in the middle of the woods. Trip on this fucking branch, face first into this swamp, literally freezing. everything gets wet. Now I get out, and I've put so much determination into getting this shit that I'm not coming back. I'm not giving up now. So I climb up the hill, only to find this 20-foot fence, but not the kind where you can climb easy, the kind that's real flimsy, you know? So I get, and it's got them jagged-ass top points. I get caught on the top of the fence. I'm hooked. I can see the gas station at this point. I'm just like, fuck. Then I turn around and walk all the way back 20 minutes, freezing cold.
Matthew Puppy's not too fond about your story.
Yeah, well.
Matt, do you have a good story?
Well, I was just thinking about practice again because we got another show coming up. And when we were practicing with
Bam just fell off her chair right in your fucking face. Yeah.
Bam just
that wasn't on film either.
That's not on film either.
That wasn't on film either.
We need to get these contour cameras.
We need a camera guy.
Slid in the fucking third.
Oh. Can you play a song?
Yeah, well, right now we're listening to tonight's show.
Oh, cool.
Last night's show. We're still up.
I know.
Can you play a song on the laptop?
Let's hear this All My Friends Are Dead thing a little bit.
That's a good one.
Fuckface Unstoppable with CKY backing him up. Fuckface Unstoppable out on tour. That was live tonight.
That was live last night. Pittsburgh.
Same day to me.
Ironworks. Pittsburgh. That was a good place, too.
That crowd
Pittsburgh,
was stoked. That
Pittsburgh crowd was rocking, man.
Yeah.
There was like, major mosh pits.
Like, that was fucking fun as hell.
Shit.
Like, remember the one time in Massachusetts I got all nervous and I just left?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't leave.
Well, that was an awkward show. That was at a ground round or something.
It was at a ground round.
It was at like
it was at a smorgasbord.
It was like an Olive Garden.
It was like a ground round.
Red Lobster.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
Oh, shit. This one was gone.
Oh, it was,
Yeah. Big news.
Let's hear it. Gone.
Not come on, dickhead.
Why? It's my jacket.
Keep throwing shit.
Yeah, it's a $500 jacket that I bought that you fucking stole from me.
Yeah, it's your jacket.
I'm a media man about it.
You can have the jacket back. It smells like shit and beer now.
Yeah, well, take it off.
Go on here. You can have
I can't wait. Take it off. It's mine. It's my jacket. Take it off.
Some more live Fuckface Unstoppable from today, tonight, last
take it off there.
Pittsburgh. I definitely am.
Last night in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait to see
Ironworks. That was a good show.
Fuckface Unstoppable.
We'll
that's Bam singing.
We'll take Bam's sweatshirt that you have.
It's my sweatshirt.
You're there. Stop taking my stuff.
My jacket. Hey, did what's his name? Send that box back with that shit.
That's my beanie, too.
Cool. You just stole mine. Where's my gray one you stole?
You take everything.
You just stole my gray beanie. You took it off my head last night.
Let me have a friend. Let me have a friend called Novak who will just take
Where's
all my
beanie
stuff?
That you just stole off my head last night?
Never mind this. Chat.
Yeah.
Can you play a song? Refuse. New Noise.
Here we go.
No, it's just fucking awesome. What are you talking about?
Can't do what?
What's the problem?
You can do this.
Yeah, we're talking
about this.
This will be awesome.
Yeah, but if we do it, it'll fucking rock out harder.
You know how fucking the crowd would be going ape shit?
It's cool, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. The crowd right now?
Yeah.
Do you know the bass riff?
Yes.
Yeah, and now back to Radio Bam thing. Faction.
Do you jerk off with your bass fingers?
Let me see your bass fingers. Bass. Motorhead. Inferno.
The Holiday.
Motorhead.
So are you.
Who is this?
Oh, it's your CD.
I don't know. Somebody gave us some
It's a song about things. It's a song about things.
Oh, I know who this is. I met him in Florida. I like the guy.
Oh, is that that one?
Yeah, he's cool.
No, I've seen him.
It's different.
In the dark.
I like that. I like that.
We held it for candles.
Sounds pretty good, Sig.
Dark. In the dark. Everything's in the dark. Except when we light a flame.
Keep going, dude. Keep going.
Everything's in the dark until we light a flame.
Even Cleveland's in the dark. Fat as Cleveland's in the dark.
Hell yeah. Everything's in the dark until we light a flame.
Blow out the floor.
Motorhead. All right, Motorhead. Inferno.
Touche.
You got to learn this. And we're playing this next. Inferno. Yeah. Fort Worth. Fight for Fort Worth.
Well, burn that bitch
down. That's actually the name of the album.
I'm
gonna burn Fort Worth down to the ground. That's the name of the album.
Fort Worth should be an inferno.
Just type in Motorhead Inferno. The name of their album.
Come on.
Jeez.
You know how to work the interweb, don't you? You're a tech guy.
It says, jeez, Chad in the name of that. That. Is it the name of Tragedy? Yes. That's the name of the song. The name of the album is Inferno. Jeez. This is by Motorhead.
Darkness till we light.
Let me see your finger.
Seek and destroy.
Yeah. Right. I want to play Novak's song.
Okay.
Can I do it?
Little baby, don't say everything.
No, this one goes out to Novak.
He's gonna buy you.
Even though he's right here.
Diamond purse.
This one goes out to Novak.
Just page me.
Go on the interweb. Interweb.
We learned that song for Novak and we never even got to play it.
I wanna smoke crack. And never get back.
It's his intro song.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Okay. Novak, you gotta learn how to play synth, dude.
You know I wanna play
this. This goes out to Novak.
Those drums, the two circle drums where you sit there and you bang them and the water splashes up.
How about nude guitar?
I like those are cool. I could play them.
Yeah. Put some water on them.
Yeah. Nude
guitar guy.
Nude guitarist.
That's like where you can hold it like a guitar and then.
Oh yeah.
Well, this is good. My buddy Bing.
Pause. Bitch flip.
the guitar.
Yeah. Who goes out the main?
Bing, bang, 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 bang.
It's the skateboard.
There we go. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Look what's.
I clean that up.
You have no respect.
I clean that up when
anyone.
I'm done the show. It's my whole little.
You have no fucking.
If I got up and did it now, then I'd miss the show. When I'm done, I clean it up.
Yeah, and there's a thing right there.
I got trash. Trust me, this is my whole little. I'm not going to sit there and leave that like that. I would never do that. I've never did
you
that.
Have no respect.
I've never did
anyone.
That. I've never did that. Nor do I plan on it.
Unbelievable.
Believe a bow.
I'm out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bane just quit the show because I had a cigarette on the counter.
All right, thank you, Radio Bam, Sirius XM Faction.
41.
See Bam as Fuckface Unstoppable out on tour.
Texas.
The 24th of November.
Go to BamMargera.com.
Or the Facebooksies and the tweetsies.
And the Twitters.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam. Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.